Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Boomer and Geo,
BT and Sal,
Evan and Tiki,
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily, and we got special guests right here. Newest member of a New York franchise in the sports world, Casey O'Brien, third overall pick in the draft. Casey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, how shocked were you? Not that you were drafted so high, but how shocked were you that the Sirens decided to trade up for you? How shocked were you for that moment?
I couldn't believe it. Going into the draft day, I thought I had, you know, three, maybe four teams that I could have gone to. It was kind of up in the air. And so when New York picked Culte first overall, and I thought, okay, no chance I'm going to New York. And so when the third pick came around, I thought there was a pretty high chance that I was going to Toronto. But then, you know, the trade happened and everything, and I was just in complete shock and disbelief when they called my name. So I'm just so grateful that they wanted me bad enough to trade it up for me, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, it's very, very, it was very cool, very shocking. And now listen, sometimes there's been moments where in New York sports has been some trades, some heavy duty trades involving draft picks. But how much pressure now coming for you? Listen, the Sirens have yet to make the playoffs. Okay. Going back to even, men's hockey, the NHL history, the original six, the Rangers, they are very limited with championships. Mm-hmm. So tell me what your goal is now, being the third overall pick with this team. Is it just to get level and kind of figure out the league first, or are you shooting for the stars and trying to bring the Sirens to a level of play, competitive play, where they're going to be hoisting the cup soon?
I think this year we're going right for a Walter Cup. We want to bring one to New York. And I think, you know, Pascal deserves so much credit for what he's done with the team in the past couple days. With expansion and everything, like, I think the way he handled it, he was able to keep the decor pretty much together. I know there's a few losses, but you know, they're a proven group. They're awesome. And he managed to keep most of them together. And then with the forwards, he kind of stripped it down and rebuilt it. And there's a lot of young players who just got drafted in my class going to New York who are really skilled, really fast, really talented. And a lot of us know each other. We've played together before, we played against each other. And so I think right off their bat, there's going to be a lot of chemistry. And I think our roster is looking so much different from any other PWHL team because of how young we are. And so I think we're going to take a lot of people by surprise and we're going to hit the ground running.
I love that. I love that. Now, listen, you've had a lot of experience with all levels of hockey. But let's rewind a little bit here. When did you, because this is really cool, PWHL, this is their third year, their third season. And when did you, though, think that this was a reality for you and be like, wow, there's going to be another level after college?
Yeah, I knew I always wanted to shoot for the Olympics. That's always been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. And so I think it was my junior year of college when we started to hear talks of like the PWHL is going to be real. You know, that answered a lot of questions for me because I knew I wanted to continue playing after college and pursue as many Olympics as I could. I just didn't know what that looked like and where the training came in, you know, in between those 4 years and everything. And so that answered a lot of questions for me. And, you know, I was trying not to be too hopeful when you just heard the chatter, but I mean, thank God it's worked out because like this is answering all of us women's hockey players, all of our dreams since we were little girls. And I think a lot of us are doing it for the next generation. And it's so cool to see, you know, little girls say like, I want to be you when I'm older. And, you know, they have the dream that like we couldn't have when we were younger. So it's been so fun and so fun to see.
Well, you know, you say that like, you know, little girls are able to like say, hey, I want to be you, Casey O'Brien. Who did you want to emulate? Who did you want to be when you were growing up?
I wanted to be Kendall Coyne when I was growing up. I was never a big kid. And I mean, I'm still not that big, but, you know, she was one of the national team players who I, you know, she's been one of the best in the world for so many years. And the way that she uses her size to her advantage, I mean, many people think that being small is a disadvantage, but players like her and like on the men's side, like Martin St. Louis, who's another person that I've always looked up to, like those kind of players take, you know, what a lot of people think is a disadvantage and turn it to their advantage. And I've always been super inspired by that. And so I looked up to her a lot growing up and modeled my game after her for a while.
Casey, I got to be honest, the way that you score, especially last year, you had 88 points in, what, 42 games? That's very impressive. And if you'd like to try out for the Rangers, I'm okay with that. Can you think you could repeat that in the PWHL? I mean, that's 2 points a game. You mm-hmm. think you could do that?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I don't I'm not saying I'm promising you guys I'm going to be producing at, you know, that rate right off the bat. But I also think, you know, I had a lot of great teammates at Wisconsin and great line mates, and just the chemistry allowed us to be so successful. And so I think I have that again, like two of my Wisconsin teammates got drafted with me to New York. And so like, I think the chemistry is going to be there right away. And I'm not going to be focused on any individual stats or scoring X amount of points. I'm going to be focused on winning and, you know, what I can do to contribute to the team in order for us to win. And so whether that's producing offensively, whether that's being shut down defensively or both, like that's going to be my main goal.
The Knicks have the Nova Knicks. The Sirens have the Wisconsin Sirens, right? Yes, that's what it is. Very cool. You know, Casey, it's funny. There's a lot of elements in sports that kind of get people revved up and people like, you know, but you yourself too, as an athlete, you got to go into a locker room and you kind of, the team has to gel and get a feel going. For you, give me what you bring to the locker room.
Yeah, I think I can bring a lot of good energy, a lot of lightheartedness. I know when, you know, we kind of need to dial in and be a little bit more serious, but the teams that I've been on and me personally, I found that we have the most success when we're having fun. You know, and it is a game. And so when you can go out there and play free, play creatively, that's usually when we're most successful. So I think in the locker room, especially as a rookie, I'm going to bring a lot of good energy, a lot of laughs, and try to keep it lighthearted while simultaneously making sure we're focused on winning.
All right. So in that aspect of keeping it light, keeping it fun, what type of music are you bringing to the, like, who's in control of the stereo? Who's in control of the boombox? Whatever you're playing from, the iPad, whatever. Who's in control? And give me five either songs or artists that you're contributing music-wise.
Okay, you can't give me aux personally because when we're on the bus of the game, you know, I got my headphones on listening by myself. This is going to be weird. You're going to think I'm weird, but I like to listen to sad music because I'm a firm believer that you got to get down to get up.
Okay.
And so I kind of get in my feels, like listen to like Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo. And so no one in the locker room wants to hear that. So you can't give me aux, but I guess if I were to be on aux, I'd, you know, try to, I like kind of like the older rock, like AC/DC a little bit, but I don't think this year I'm going to have the aux cord at all.
You don't think they're going to give you that opportunity? Does it not rotate? Or is there one person that's in charge? Like in Wisconsin locker room, who you weren't in charge at all?
No, and I didn't want to be. I think it depends on the team. Usually there's like at the beginning of the season, it'll rotate a little bit. We'll see what the team likes. At Wisconsin, we ended up having, you know, we'd have two games in a weekend. So we'd have one person for usually a Friday game and a different person for Saturday, just to make sure that everybody's getting a little bit of what they like. So I'm not sure how it works in the Sirens locker room, but I'm excited to find out.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, very cool. And listen, I'm always down for said music myself. I'm very eclectic. So that's why, to be honest with you, I kind of want to know for myself so I can go listen to new music. I'm always looking for something new. What I did discover, though, by the way, you haven't gone to concerts, at least according to your Instagram, but you do go to sporting events. You did go to the Red Sox-Yankees game, I guess. I am confused, and you can't do this to us. This is New York here. You can't do it in New York, but you did. You're rocking a Yankee jersey and a Boston Red Sox hat. Mm-hmm. I'm a Met fan. I know that's a no-no. What the heck are you doing?
Yeah, so I was born in New York City, lived here for 10 years, and then moved to the Boston area. And so I guess I can say it now, and my friends back in Boston can't get mad at me, but I'm a diehard New York sports fan. And being in Boston, I got a lot of hate for that. But I thought that was, yeah, that was a funny night when all my friends were wearing their Red Sox stuff. I was the only one wearing the Yankees jersey at Fenway Park. And so was definitely getting a lot of hate. But yeah, just hanging out after, I think I had to throw the Red Sox hat on just so I could not get yelled at by many more fans.
No, I understand. I've been to Boston many times, and I've tried to have civil conversations with Red Sox fans. It doesn't work very well. So I get it. Yeah. You have to survive. I understand. So what level of fan base are you? Are you a Yankee fan, Mets fan? Which one are you?
Yankee.
Okay. So you're Yankee. You're Knicks or Nets?
Knicks.
Rangers, Islanders, Devils?
Rangers.
Jets or Giants?
Giants.
Okay. All right. All right.
I definitely we had season tickets to the Knicks when I was growing up, so I've been to a ton of their games. And then I'm a huge Rangers fan. Actually, a huge Chris Kreider fan. He got traded, so now I'm bummed out. Right when I get here, he's out of here. That was unfortunate, but yeah, huge fan of New York sports.
Now take it through, because that's funny, because we had a lot of conversation about Chris Kreider. You know, should his number be retired as a Ranger? You know, I'm somebody who, again, I've watched him my whole life. Kreider was a great Ranger, 13 years here. Do I think he was at the level of the – listen, I watched the 94 championship, and that's how old I am. But I was able to see something for – but they retired Graves, they retired Leach, they retired Messier. Is Kreider one of those guys that you want to see his number get retired?
I do. I mean, I'm such a big fan of his. I wish he could have been a Ranger his entire career, but I think, you know, he's – in the top like five, top three for so many different stats. And he scored so many clutch goals, helped them, you know, I know he didn't win a cup, but he helped them get as far as they possibly could. And I'm a huge fan. And I know, like, obviously this probably doesn't add to it, but I actually skated with him one time when I was about, I think I was 8 years old, maybe, out in Boston. And it was the coolest moment ever. He's such a nice guy. He's like, you know, taking the time to talk to an 8 year old, me and my brother, and just like, he's like, seems like the best. And so I'm a huge fan and would love to see his number retired eventually.
Have you seen him since then? Is that the only time you met Chris Kreider?
Yeah, that's the only time.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
I know. He left at the worst time, right when I get here.
Yeah, well, yeah. You listen. Call up James Dolan or somebody. And be like, can we find a way to get him back into, you know, back to the Rangers?
We now, this.
Yeah. Is there anybody else from the NHL game that you really like enjoyed and loved to watch too, or is it just Kreider was your guy as a Ranger?
As a Ranger, he was definitely my guy, but I love the whole team. And, you know, there's been so many players in and out since, you know, in the past, you know, 23 years. But like, I love Shesterkin and I love huge Lundqvist fan. I'm sure Ryan McDonough, like all of them, like, you know, I've just been diehard Rangers.
How do you, cause again, you're doing your job, you're playing your games and stuff like that. Do you still watch a lot, or do you keep track of what's going on with the regular season with the NHL, or is you just focused on your own what you're doing?
No, I definitely keep track. I mean, especially I'm dialed in the playoffs. Like, I know they didn't make it this year, but in past, like, once the playoffs are on, I'm glued to my couch watching. But, yeah, I try to keep up to date with, like, how they're doing. And even though I can't catch every single game, because, I mean, there's so many, I try to keep up to date with what's going on.
What do you think happened this year? Because this is a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals the year prior. They lose to the Stanley Cup champions with the Panthers. So I guess, hey, at least that's a good loss. You know, you didn't lose, you didn't get knocked out in the first round, but you missed the playoffs completely. Again, they're selling off the old players. I understand that. There's the even not Panarin so much, but Zibanejad might have to get out of here just because of his contract and how old he is. But what do you think went wrong with that team? And can you now, as you're going to the PWHL, put that together and be like, we can't allow this to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but, you know, like behind the scenes, but I do think this year's team lacked a little bit of an identity. It's, you know, like the year that they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals against Tampa Bay, like, you know, Tampa Bay was that stacked powerhouse team that's like had just won. And, you know, New York kind of had the underdog mentality. And I thought that added to their success a lot because, like, no one thought they were going to make it that far. This year, it was kind of unclear whether, you know, they were in a total rebuild year or, you know, if they were keeping together, you know, trying to go for the same message that they had in years past. So that was a little unclear to me. And so I think after this year, obviously, they've been making moves like trading Trouba, Kreider, whoever it is. So it does seem like they are rebuilding and hopefully they can get some young talent in there and start developing their players.
Were you more of a Lafreniere or a Kaapo Kakko guy?
Lafreniere.
Okay. So then they made the right move in your eyes. Kaapo Kakko went to Anaheim and put up like 30 points in like 50 games. I'm like, what happened here? Where was this guy with the Rangers?
100%. Yeah. I mean, it was, I think one of my favorite like Rangers moments is the year of Lafreniere, Hedel, and Kakko when they're the kid line. And, you know, they just went off in the playoffs and it was like, they've gotten a lot of heat because there was so much pressure on their shoulders just being top two picks both years. And so to see them have that success, it was so fun to rally behind.
So let's get back to you though. PWHL, it's, you know, third season again. I'm excited about this. Compare it to the WNBA because it's been 20 plus years now at WNBA and the league is finally taking off in a way like the numbers are jumping. A lot of it is Caitlin Clark related, but still it's eyes are on the sport. Where do you fit in with the PWHL? What are you going to do to get eyes on you?
Yeah, I think obviously the Caitlin Clark stuff skyrocketed the, you know, visibility of the WNBA, but it was doing well before her too. I remember going to a Liberty game when I was younger. Even so, I think for the PWHL, like I know, I think they're following a similar model where, you know, right now there's 8 teams, there's, you know, 2 added this year. And I think they're going to try to get to 12 in the next few years. Just I think that's the same as the WNBA. And so I don't necessarily think that, you know, we are going to need one player who's just going to blow the sport up. I think we're growing and there's a lot of fans everywhere. And even though, you know, it might not be like totally huge right now, I think, like, you know, it's this slow movement, this slow burden that people might not realize. Like, there's fans everywhere, like the most random cities that like you wouldn't expect and wouldn't think is like a hockey city. Like, those people want a team there. And so I think like it's going to be just like a constant progression. And, you know, as expansion continues and when, you know, the takeover tour games where they're playing in different cities, like I think they're going to be all over the place this year. And so I'm just so excited because when you're actually there and you're talking to the fans and connecting with them, like they want a team bad. And they're watching. And so I think, you know, it's only up from here for the PWHL.
Where, because it is going to grow. It's going to take mm-hmm. some time though. It's going to take time to get to that level. But where are you in it for the long run? Are you sitting here saying, I'm going to be here. And when 20 years, whatever it's going to be, this is going to take off and compete with the likes of the WNBA, mm-hmm. the likes of, you know, UFC to me is one of those sports, by the way, I the MMA world where I think a lot of women are highlighted and it's really good. And it's the women's sports in general are just, it's a great time to be in women's sports. So are you in for it for this, the long run, no matter what happens in this league, ups and downs?
Yes, 100%. I think it's natural that there's ups and downs. But, you know, ever since I was five or six, like, I knew I wanted to be a hockey player. And without the PWHL, I knew, okay, if I can't play in a league, I want to coach one, or I want to coach a team. And so I think I'm going to play as long as I can. And probably more importantly than whatever I do on the ice, I think, is the off-ice stuff, and just helping sustain this league, help grow it, to make sure it is as big as like a WNBA. And then after that too, like, I want to stay involved. I want to do whatever I can to contribute to the sport, because, you know, hockey's given me everything. It's given me my best friends. It's given me opportunities to travel, my education. And so I think, you know, I owe it everything, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that the league continues to grow and continues to get bigger.
Okay. Now you're throwing me out a lot of different questions. So if you're a all-time, you know, you win a championship with the Sirens, what, you make the Hall of Fame, whatever it is, you get to coaching. Okay. Now you're at that level. What would be more important for you, coaching a team like, you know, the Sirens, coaching your college team, or coaching the New York Rangers? Which one would you take? What would be the mecca of jobs for you? If you were, it doesn't make a difference what level it is, but, mm-hmm. but just be coaching, be part of that staff. What would you want to be?
Yeah, growing up, that, like, if you asked me dream job, I'd say head coach of the New York Rangers. And I think, you know, dreams change, especially as the PWHL becomes a thing, and just the world changes. So, like, yeah, that's been my dream probably for 20 years. But now that the PWHL is a thing, and I get to be a part of, you know, some of the first seasons in PWHL history, and be part of the Sirens, like, third team ever, I think, you know, being a Sirens coach would have to take the cake. I, you know, like, this is so cool. Like, getting to be a part of the creation of this. I think Rangers would be a close second, but I'd have to go Sirens.
What, I mean, do you have goals? I mean, obviously, again, it's a third season in this league, but what are your goals? I mean, is it to be the best ever? Is it, what do you want to see? Especially the first year. Okay, fine. But, like, throughout your career, what are your goals?
Yeah, most of my goals throughout my career have been team goals, just, you know, wanting to win championships, like, whether it's like a national championship at Wisconsin or a gold medal at like the U18 level with the national team. And so I definitely want to win a Walter Cup, and I think it's going to be possible. I want to win an Olympic gold medal, but also, like, I'm a pretty competitive person, and I'm have a growth mindset. So I'm always trying to get better. I want to see, you know, how good I can get. And I think, you know, my career, it's just been kind of an upward trajectory of me getting better in my performances. And so, you know, I want to be the best in the world. And so I'm going to do everything that I can to do that. If that doesn't happen, then, you know, that's okay. But that's, you know, part of the journey. That's the goal. That's what I'm chasing. And so I think that's only going to help my contributions to my team. But I'm not chasing, you know, a title in any individual accolades. I'm chasing the championships with my teammates. And so, I'm not, you know, too focused on anything like rookie of the year, player of the year. Like, I want to be the best, and whether that comes with recognition or not, that's okay.
Now, you had a nice little tour today of New York City. I saw you met some cool people. Besides me, who's the coolest person that you met so far?
I mean, it's been unbelievable. I met John Legend this morning. That was a nice surprise. I was on CBS, and I was sitting in the, like, green room, you know, where they kind of pan over, and they're like, this is who we have on next. And I'm just sitting there kind of waiting my turn to go out, and John Legend walks in, sits down, and just starts talking to us. And that was, like, I was like, what is happening right now? Like, the past 3 days haven't felt real anyways, and then this happens, and I'm like, I have to be living in a simulation. But he was so nice, and he learned a little bit about the PWHL today, so maybe he'll become a fan.
That's cool. I mean, that's what you have to do, is you have to be the face of the team, of the league, and try to promote it as much as possible. You're doing a great job. I'm excited for it. I've said this to the Jock and Jill's podcast that came on a couple weeks ago with me. I said, I think that the PWHL is going to find its way to the WNBA level very quickly. Mm-hmm. I think it's the new organization, that's the sexiest organization that's going to be, it's going to just take over soon. I'm excited for it. The playoffs were fantastic. I'm excited for the next season coming around. You being here, just elevates the Sirens as well. So it's really cool and it's really exciting. So you should be very proud. You should be excited for New York. And let me tell you something. We're not going to be easy on you. I'll tell you that much. So you're going to have to bring it.
I wouldn't expect anything else. I mean, I'm really confident and really excited about the Sirens' future. And I think New York fans should be too. And I hope we're bringing a championship back here soon.
Casey, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. Casey O'Brien, number 3 pick overall in the 2025 PWHL draft with the Sirens. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.